This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Well, as I was watching and listening to David Griffin speak yesterday out of Cleveland Clinic Courts, accepting the job as full-time GM and announcing that, yes, indeed, they had fired Mike Brown, I listened closely to what he was looking for as this team moves forward, because that's what he said. Look, this is not about looking back and blaming anybody. This is about moving forward and finding the right fit for this team as far as the players and the head coach. And that got me thinking about, all right, I put my list together of potential coaching candidates for the Cavaliers in my blog the other day. Had Mark Jackson on there, Elvin Gentry, Steve Kerr, even though it looks like the Knicks or the Warriors are going to get him, Lionel Hollins, Nate McMillan, Tom Izzo, and John Calipari. You got to throw those two guys in there, right, from the college ranks. Maybe even Coach K, put a call into him. David Fizdale, who's with LeBron in Miami, is an assistant coach right now. Alex Jensen, the former Canton coach, right, D-League Coach of the Year for the Canton Charge in 2013, now an assistant with the Utah Jazz. Those guys were all on my list. And another name that was on my list was Fred Hoiberg. And I remember Freddie as a player in the NBA, as a journeyman guy that could hit the three-point shot. And I remember him from a couple of years ago as the head coach of the Iowa State Cyclones, who Ohio State beat in the round of 32 on a three-pointer by Aaron Kraft. And I remember listening to him speak at those press conferences and thinking, this is a sharp guy. This is a guy that is going to be an NBA head coach one day. I mean, he's done everything he can do, I think, at Iowa State, with the exception of winning a national championship, and the chances of that happening are not great. No offense to Iowa State and the Cyclones. Look, they made it to the Sweet 16, but I just can't see them ever winning a national championship at the collegiate ranks. Never say never. I know I could be wrong, but that's just my thinking. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, all right, Hoiberg played high school ball in Iowa. I think he was the player of the year in the state of Iowa. Stayed at home, played at Iowa State, right? And went on to have a productive 10-year journeyman career in the NBA. And then went to the Minnesota Timberwolves in the front office because he has a heart condition. He had heart surgery, which forced him basically to retire from the NBA. So he has experience in the front office with the Minnesota Timberwolves, as I think his title was VP of basketball ops before taking the head coaching job at Iowa State. And that gets me back to the whole Iowa thing here. He goes to Iowa State, and for 4 years, he's turned that program around, took them to the Sweet 16. So I think he's done everything he can in the state of Iowa for basketball. And I think he's itching, and I don't know this to be fact, just my Butch Davis, my gut feeling, I think he's itching to become a head coach in the NBA. And right now you have six openings: the Cavs, the Knicks, the Warriors, the Lakers, the Jazz, and the Timberwolves. And that's the team that scares me the most if I want Fred Hoiberg, because as I mentioned, he was the VP of basketball ops, so he already has ties to that organization. But as I was hearing Griff speak and I was thinking about Hoiberg, and Griff kept using the word fit, got to find the right fit with the players, got to find the right fit for the coach. To me, I think Fred Hoiberg would be the perfect fit for the Cleveland Cavaliers as their next head basketball coach. Why? Well, like I said, has experience in the NBA as a player in the regular season and in the postseason. He has experience as a head coach with Iowa State. He has experience in the NBA as a front office exec, so he knows how the front office works and how Griff might be thinking and what they're looking to do. His coaching style, it's an up-tempo style. It's a three-point shooting offense. And what did Griff talk about yesterday? David Griffin talked about yesterday in his press conference that he was looking for the Cavaliers to get better in various areas, be bigger, be smarter, be tougher. Fred Hoiberg understands all of that as far as a high basketball IQ and playing tough as a journeyman to try and stay in the NBA. Griff said, I want a better shooting team. Fred Hoiberg, I believe he led the NBA in three-point percentage one year. I'm trying to remember what year that was. 2005. I think it was 2005. He led the NBA in three-point shooting, so he can help with the shooting aspect of this basketball team. And then Griff talked about being the right fit. Those five things: bigger, smarter, tougher, better shooting, and fit. And to me, Fred Hoiberg is the perfect mix of all of that for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And so if I'm David Griffin and I'm going down my realistic list and I weigh a Nate McMillan, who's been a head coach in the NBA before but has never won an NBA championship or taken a team to the NBA finals, as I look at other guys like a Mike D'Antoni, who has had success as a head coach but also failure as a head coach, do I want to retread? Or do I want a young, up-and-coming guy, kind of like who? Scott Brooks, right? Of the Oklahoma City Thunder. He was a journeyman player in the NBA for 10 years. And like Hoiberg, he averaged about 5 points per game and was known for his three-point shooting. He started out as an ABA assistant coach and then head coach. He was an assistant with the Nuggets, Kings, and OKC before taking the head job there at OKC. So he cut his teeth, climbed the coaching ranks, kind of like what Fred Hoiberg is doing right now. So as I put all of my candidates together and I try and be realistic, considering the Knicks, the Warriors, the Lakers, the Jazz, the Timberwolves are all going to be battling for these coaching candidates for their head job as well as with the Cavaliers, I look at this and I say, you know what? Top of my list, I'm putting the mayor, Fred Hoiberg. I mean, this is a guy that in Iowa received write-in votes for the mayoral candidacy one year. That's why he's called the mayor. So this is a guy who is beloved. Back in 1993, he got write-in votes for the mayorship of Iowa. So this is a guy, to me, that has all the traits that Griff is looking for in a head coach. The only thing he doesn't have is head coaching experience at the NBA level, but he has it at the collegiate level. He played in the NBA. He was in the front office in the NBA. And for me, Fred Hoiberg would be at the top of my list if Izzo says no, and Calipari says no, and Coach K says no. I got to put calls into those guys, all right? Got to do that. And I've got to hear no from those guys first. But compared to some of the other candidates after that, Mark Jackson says no. I'm looking at Fred Hoiberg as my candidate to be the next head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And right below Hoiberg, let's throw in another young and up-and-comer, the guy who used to be the head coach of the Canton Charge, and Griff knows about him. That's Alex Jensen. This is a guy that's going to get interviews and be considered for a head coaching job in the NBA sometime here real soon. And with the ties to the Cavaliers already, I guarantee you he'll be talked to by the Cavaliers. They may not admit that, but he'll be talked to by the Cavaliers as they search for this head coach. So after going through the big names, and if I hear no's from Izzo and Calipari, Coach K, Mark Jackson, the guy that I'm realistically looking at, Fred Hoiberg, and then Alex Jensen right underneath him as potential head coaching, legitimate, realistic head coaching candidates for the Cavaliers. The one thing that scares me about Hoiberg is because of his ties to the Minnesota Timberwolves, working in their front office after he retired from the NBA, they may have a leg up on the Cavaliers, but the Cavaliers can offer a lot of money because Dan Gilbert's pockets are deep, and they can offer a lot of cap space and an all-star point guard. So hopefully that'll be enough for Fred Hoiberg to consider the Cavaliers and maybe become their new head basketball coach. So there's my 2 cents worth on what I'm looking for and who I'm looking for as the next head coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Put the mayor, if not at the top of my list, right near the top of my list, and we'll see if Fred Hoiberg is the next head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Hope you enjoyed the Rotary Report. It was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444, or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.